It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and I have a couple of guests today, Angela and Jason White. They're riding 22 states in 22 states, a benefit ride, I should say, in 22 days for a really, really good cause. Thanks so much, Angela and Jason, for joining us on the show today. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you
for having us.
Let's talk a little bit about the focus of this ride. We hear a lot about suicide in general, but your focus is on veteran suicide awareness. This is quite an interesting task that you're doing, 22 states, 22 days. Tell us why this caught your attention, or how did this create a passion in you guys to do this event?
My husband, Jason, is a 100% disabled veteran. He suffers with PTSD and TBI, and knowing the struggles that he faces on a daily basis, and good days and bad days. But he does have a support system at home. Myself, our daughter, our granddaughter are there to help pull him back from those bad days. But we have friends that are veterans and other veterans that do not have support systems. And knowing the struggles that Jason faces every day, for us, it was just, we wanted them to know that they weren't alone, that they may not feel like they have a support system right there, but there's someone here who cares and is here to listen, and that they don't need to take that drastic step.
It's hard to find the warning signs. I've done stories like this before with other people and other organizations. The warning signs for veterans, I don't know, are they any different than they are with other people? I mean, obviously, you've known people who have actually committed suicide, right?
Correct.
Yes, and that is where the attention we wanted to bring to it, because the military trains you to separate the event from,
the emotion?
The emotion from the event. They train and they drill you to react, not to think. And then it's a bad thing if, you know, you're limping or if you're hurt or something like that. So you hide that. And that's the problem with the military. You learn so well to hide that or put that aside or make it not known, that people, the signs aren't always there. They're not like in some of the suicide giving major gifts away. There's the whole
list of things that, you know, people that are going to commit suicide, some of the things to do: give things away, leave letters, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the military, you know, teaches them to kind of keep to themselves. But the one thing we do know is that veterans are less likely to ask for help for themselves, but a veteran will help another veteran very quickly. So, you know, by being there and showing other veterans that there are people here to support them, we're hoping that they'll reach out and help others, and it will help them as well.
You know, you talk about, Jason, the programming that the military trained you to do, and I remember a story from a Navy SEAL who I was able to visit with and talk to. He served in Vietnam, and very intense, obviously, combat action that they had there. When they came back, when they were done, they automatically, the U.S. Navy, put them into a deprogramming unit. Now, that was just for a special forces unit and to deprogram them. I've heard some other veterans, U.S. Army, Marine Corps, all those say that same situation for them, but when they came back, no deprogramming, and it didn't matter what war conflict you're in, they felt that maybe they should have some kind of deprogramming, that might help their mental health services once they return home. Have you heard any stories like that?
Yes, and that has gotten better over the years. They do have an out-processing. When I out-processed, they said, do you want a bus ticket, a train ticket, or an airplane ticket? Here's your DD-214. Have a nice day. They have gotten a lot better with that. They have programs to help you transition your job to actually a civilian job. You know, what did you do? I shot guns. That doesn't sell cars, so to speak.
No.
But yeah, that has been better. But I think that is a lot of the process is one way, and then when you come to the civilian world, it's a totally different way, and sometimes that's just hard to process.
It is, and hopefully we have more programs like that for veterans that come out of heavy combat like that, and of course suffer from PTSD after their time of service. Now, your Veteran Suicide Awareness Ride, 22 states, 22 days. It will take you to North Dakota coming up on Thursday, May 29th. Tell us about that.
So we are stopping in North Dakota at Stutzman Harley-Davidson. So we will have a meetup there at 9 o'clock in the morning. And I apologize for that, because with 22 states, me trying to remember all of them is a little bit difficult, but I try. And then we'll have donuts there, you know, for breakfast. We'll be able to stand around and, you know, communicate with other veterans. And we will have local veteran service organizations there. If there's any veterans that are interested in finding out what services are available to them there in the area, our sponsors, we've got some things from our sponsors there. We're doing some raffles. You know, we've had like Rick Rack and Battleman Seat and, you know, Hitachi Energy, people like that that have stepped up to help us with this cause. And then we will do kickstands up. So we will head out of the dealership about 10:30 and head towards our next state, always promoting the organization that we're raising the funds for. It is called Strive. They fly veterans in from all over the United States. They put them up in a hotel, provide them with meals, and put them through a treatment program, all at no cost to the veteran. So we are raising funds to be able to help veterans that way. And within the last year, they began helping veterans' families as well, the wives and children, or spouses and children as well.
People who are listening to this broadcast of Angela and Jason White, who are taking this ride and obviously have a passion for this suicide awareness for veterans, if they're listening to this broadcast, they want to learn more. Any websites to go to, any phone numbers to pass out if people want to learn more about how they can join in this, or learn more about how, if they have a loved one that's suffering from this?
Yeah, you can actually go to our website, which is www.riding22in22vsa.com. That's V as in Veteran Suicide Awareness. And then on our website, it will take you to, you can see all kinds of things, see where we're going, but it'll also give you a link to the Strive organization. And you can get information about them there. And then there's also a phone number for Strive. If you or someone, a veteran that you know is suffering, you can call 614-257-3877. And someone there will be able to help you and steer you in the right direction to getting into the program or becoming a part of the program.
All right. Visit with Jason and Angela White at Stutzman Harley-Davidson in Jamestown on Thursday, May 29th at 9 a.m. You can see them in person, in color. Visit with them and learn more, too, about the Veteran Suicide Awareness Program. And they're riding 22 states in 22 days. And we wish you all the best and have some safe travels on this Memorial Weekend. Of course, we are obviously observing those who gave the ultimate sacrifice on Memorial Weekend and Memorial Day as well.
Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it.
There's our Voice of the Valley for today.